Green Party TD Patrick Costello has written to local government minister Kieran O'Donnell and the Electoral Commission asking that election candidates not have to publish their home addresses. In his letter, Mr. Costello said that his request comes after recent incidents where the homes of politicians were targeted, including an incident in Dublin when a house owned by independent councillor Hugh Lewis had a rock thrown through a window. The Green Party TD Patrick Costello is on the line now. Patrick Costello, good afternoon to you. Tell me more about why you've written this letter.
Well, I think politics is best served when it is as open to as many people who can get in and who can run for election and can participate in politics as possible. And if there are people who are worried about their safety or the safety of their family or their children because of these recent attacks that we are seeing, then that ultimately will impact on our democracy and the quality of our democracy. So I think it's a very small step that we can take to protect candidates, to protect politicians, which I think ultimately will protect our civil, our political rights overall.
What is the rule now for candidates and for elected politicians, and what do you want changed?
Well, when you are registering, you have to put down an address, particularly for first-time candidates who wouldn't have a constituency office. This is often their home address that goes down. And obviously,
but it doesn't have to be their home address, is that right?
It doesn't have to be, but I think this impacts disproportionately on first-time candidates, and a lot of candidates who mightn't have a constituency office will use that. And I see no problem with that information being submitted and being held by the returning officer, but all I'm saying is it doesn't need to be printed on the ballot paper. And again, there's lots of other reasons why this can be needed. Like we have seen cases which involve, for example, a candidate who has a barring order due to domestic violence, who might want a violent partner to know where they're currently living. You know, I think people who have who are first-time candidates through their work may have safety concerns or may not want their clients to know where they live. Certainly when I was a social worker, when I first ran for the council, it gave me pause of putting my address down for that reason. So I think again, it's about trying to remove as many barriers as possible to electoral politics, and we've seen that this has impacted on the idea of running for a lot of candidates. So I think
in the North, Patrick Costello, a change was made to the law after an appeal was made by a former SDLP councillor.
Yes, exactly. And I think, you know, she was citing the fact in relation to a barring
this
order
is Maria Cahill, and now, domestic. Just to be clear.
Yes, in the when that was reported on BBC News, she cited that she had a barring order against a former partner. But I think that's a perfect example of how this is a broad thing about protecting protecting politicians, protecting candidates, and removing barriers to people participating. That's ultimately what this is about. Removing barriers to protecting to people participating. And as I say, I think like, when it comes, obviously, as a politician, you sacrifice a certain amount of your privacy, but your family, your partner, your children, in the case of Councillor Hugh Lewis, it was his father who was at home when the rock came through the window. They should not suffer, and it's about protecting them as much as it is about protecting open participation in democracy and in elections, which is ultimately what is best will best serve us.
Patrick Costello, Green Party TD, thank you for speaking to us on the News at 1.